Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paulie Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And when you get a CD through the post by this band, you don't muck about. This is UK Sub. You're listening to Mustang Underneath This right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was UK Subs, mate.
Nice.
Yeah, and that was a track called Spin City Blues from their latest album, Yellow Leader, which I'm not sure if it's even out yet, but we've been sent a promo copy by Captain Oi, and thanks to Mark from Captain Oi for getting in touch and saying, can I send you a CD through the post, old school? And I said, yes. And here it is. It's great. And that track is actually, you might notice when you listen to it, it's a bit, it's not exactly just full-on punk rock. It's a little bit crossover. And I've got to say that pretty much every song we're playing this week crosses over to something else. That one crosses over into rock and roll. Dare I say it, rockabilly a little bit. It's got a real boingy boingy bounce to it. And it's called Sin City Blues. It ain't called Sin City Punk. It's proving once again that UK Subs are not one-trick ponies. And hello to Charlie R from Jet, if you're still in it. Absolutely brilliant. What is UK Subs' website?
UKSubs.net.
UKSubs.co.uk. Oh, Tony, you're in trouble this week, I'm telling you right now. Paulie being in step one, Tony nil, and we will be playing future tracks from this new album in future weeks, and you find out more about it and them by UKSubs.co.uk. Right, I've got a poem.
All right, Brian, blimey.
It's been a while.
Well, yeah.
And hello to Fred, all the way in that there Sweden place. And he sent us in perfect Swedish. No, he sent us in perfect English. He says, hey, Paul, I actually have a poem for you this time. Maybe even a joke, but I need to give it some more thought. He clearly didn't give it any more thought. I got the poem.
Right.
Now, if you have a poem for us, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. This is a pre-Valentine kind of deal going on here. I thought we might have done another anti-Valentine special this week, but we're not doing. I might try and get them together next week, but because it falls directly between the shows, I can't really be bothered.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah, because it's this weekend and it's, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I'll see. If I get really angry with Valentine's Day over the weekend, I normally do, I'll probably find 8 songs about shooting women or something for next week. Who knows? So I like to have a positive outlook on life. So anyway, Fred continues. Okay. This is not meant towards you or anyone in particular, open brackets, not at the moment anyway, close brackets. I just like it. I even have it printed on a T-shirt somewhere. So here we go. This is the poem Fred has given us for this week, pre-Valentine's. Here we go. Roses are red, Violets are blue. If I put makeup on a pig, it would look better than you.
Nice.
Bit harsh. Bit harsh. Anyway, thank you, Fred. If you think you can do better than that, and you can, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email poetry corner. Right, on with the next track, monsieur.
Okay, yeah.
Next track this week. Now, this has come through from our very special friend, friend of the show, and indeed participator in the show, Fenella Fudge.
Okay, yeah.
Who introduced us to a band last year called Centurion Sex, and we played one or two tracks by them that we procured. And then last week, she sent me an email saying, oh, look, by the way, there's this album you can download for free as well. I went, oh, I'll have some of that. And if you're on their website, as I did earlier today, there's actually some more songs on there as well. So, Tony, the band of Centurion Sect, as I say, I'm really, you can love, I love this song. I think they're from, where are they from? Are they from Kent? Do you know, I think they're southeast anyway. You'll tell by the southeast accents. What is Centurion Sect's website?
CenturionSect.co.uk.
CenturionSect.com. I knew you'd have trouble this week. Paulie B on the internet too. Tony Nil. This is kind of Valentine-y romantic. She works in the chippy. Listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. And okay. Hello, Jeff Ugly Shoes and the rest of that crazy ramshackle band. She works in the chippy. I like this song. And you do make me laugh, Tony. Do you have... I should really talk about on the show what we talk about between the songs, but I can't bring myself to. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la.
Thanks for your Facebook comments this week. If you are on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like the page, leave us a comment, get in touch, let us know what you liked, didn't like, do get in touch. Very easy to get in touch. Facebook, everyone's on it. More or less everyone. Well, some people are. We've had three this week.
Wow.
Yes. Which is a vast improvement.
It was my birthday.
Yes. Roger Bradshaw's been in touch saying, happy birthday, Twatto. Keep up the good work. And hello, Tony. We love you too. Right.
Yeah, thanks.
Don't you
think? What was it about Twatto?
Yeah.
That is one time that that word would sound better if given the American pronunciation.
Twatto.
Because then I'd be Twatto. Twatto von Spazhoven or something.
And Cynthia Bruce been in touch. Say happy
Hello,
birthday.
Gosh, darling.
God, hey.
Very kind of her.
I find Fat Boy's been in touch.
Oh dear.
Saying, fuck, I hope there's some goth. And that's in response to last week's show. And he's just missing the goth.
In the second half of the show this week, I've got a little treat for him.
That's it for Facebook.
Well, in that case, then we better hear this again.
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
What a great tune that is. Track three this week, Tony, is going to come all the way from Cochrane, Ontario. You happy about that?
Yes.
Should be. It's more crossover, man. It's kind of, is it rock? Is it metal? Is it rock and roll? Does it punk a bit? I don't know. Have a listen to yourself. This is Rock Alliance. Kick.
Addicted to my pain. I'm in the middle.
listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Rock Alliance, who came through to us via musicsubmit.com, which is, I know it sounds like an advert when I say it, I'm not out of it, but it's a really good resource for bands to upload their music to get to the right radio stations, podcasts and the such like, because things come through that are approximately our genre, and I do have a listen to them, and if they're any good, I do download the tracks and get in touch with the band. So it does work, basically. Mm-hmm. And well done, Rock Alliance, for keeping that up. What is Rock Alliance's website? Shall I tell you now? You've got absolutely no chance of getting this right.
Okay.
Right. You've got absolutely no chance of getting this right.
Right, okay. How about something like mycatrocks.net?
It is! It's stu552.wix.com/rock-alliance. A little bit unfair, that one, but anyway, you can type Rock Alliance into the internet and find them fairly quickly, especially if you've got Rock Alliance, Cochrane, Ontario. So it's a complicated website, but it's stu552.wix.com/rock-alliance. Probably the internet too, Tony. No, three, Tony Neil, isn't it? Oh, dear,
it is,
Tony.
Yeah,
probably is it three, Tony Neil. Now, did you do anything last week?
Not really. I went to Leicester for the day.
So,
pretty much no, yeah. What a mistake to make.
What a mistake to make.
No.
What was I just going to laugh at just then? You know, we started saying something, and I'm going to talk about that in this bit, rather. It's another one between the shows. What were we talking about?
Skype going up and down.
Oh yeah, it's a bit like an old car. It doesn't necessarily start first time, and when it does, it sputters a bit. What Skype needs is choke.
It does need choking.
It needs, well, you're a bit rude. I just needed old fashioned choke to give it a bit of a.
God, anyway. They were the days. Well, that's the car I had that had choke on it. I can't even remember.
Yeah, I don't think the one I've got has even developed it yet. There's a great stand-up comedy line by Dave Thompson, who, to give you an idea of just how poor stand-up comics are, everyone thinks that we earn loads of money, we just don't. And he said, I just got the brochure for the new Ford Mondeo, because I'd like to know what I'll be driving in 25 years' time. It's a really nice line, isn't it? Anyway, I had a right old laugh last week. It was Paulmas.
Yes.
Last week was Paulmas, and it was the 4 days of Paulmas this time around. The three that matter were Thursday, Friday and Saturday, when I did my comedy shows in Bulldog Kitchen and Lecture, and thanks to everyone who came along and the one or two people that brought me gifts. I got a rather nice book I'm going to enjoy reading by a famous Irish writer, Flano something. Brian? Flano Brian? I don't know. I haven't started reading it yet. Looks good. The back page looks good. You know how you look on the back sleeve and you think, I ain't reading that. I looked on the back sleeve and I thought, I'm reading that. So that's good, isn't it? I only had one ghost cash on Saturday night. I realise I'm not really going into much detail about what happened, but actually it was all a bit random. Okay. It was just kind of nights out and drinks and with different people each night. The first night, the Thursday night, my mate Steve was down, so me and Steve got stuck into booze, and then we got back to mine expecting to keep the booze on, and he just got in the safe and fell asleep. So I just went, all right. So I just watched him sleeping, had a couple of fags, and it wasn't weird.
No, not at all.
No, what I mean is, he was just next to me. I was watching TV and he was just asleep. So I went, oh, God, that's great, isn't it? So I watched TV for a bit, listened to a bit of music, did a bit of Facebook poker, and then once I'd had enough, I had another go at waking him up, couldn't do it, went to bed, left him to it. Woke up the next morning, he had woken up at some point, I say next morning, woke up about the next lunchtime and he was up and about. He hadn't done the washing up, the bastard.
God.
You think after me leaving him peacefully to sleep it off, you'd think he'd have done a bit of washing up, wouldn't you?
But no.
Shocking. Anyway, yeah, and then Friday night I had some randoms back to the flat and everything didn't go pear-shaped, it just went a bit odd when we all realised that really none of us knew each other that well and weren't really inclined to find out, and everyone sloped off about 4 a.m. That was funny. And then what happened Saturday night? What did happen Saturday night? Well, I ended up in the Arena Tavern, but I think I just walked home and went a bit.
Okay.
It's not like me, is it? Yeah, so anyway, I had a great time is the important thing. You can find out more about what I did, but I will later on in the show tell you about when I went to Morrison's yesterday. You may already have seen this. It's gone a little bit mad on Facebook. It's had several shares and a lot of comments and what have you, nearly 200 likes, but
yeah,
I didn't like it at the time. Yeah. But I've left it a bit long in this bit to tell you, so I'll tell you later on in the show if I remember. Because we've got two songs in a row now. And first up, you know I said we're doing crossover stuff this week. Nothing gets more crossover than the next track. This is Mouse. Now, you might remember Mouse and Tomo from Mouse getting in touch with a track called Bomb in a Fridge, which we played a couple of times, and we played another Mouse track as well. Hadn't heard from them for ages. And then they got in touch with us with this new stuff. I don't know whether they had a Chinese girl in the band before, but they have now. So what I'm saying is, Tony, if you wanted to do... shall we say, if you wanted to pay homage to X-Ray Specs, but in Chinese, I can see no better way of doing it than how they're about to do it for you. What's Mouse's website?
Mouseband.com.
Good idea. Mouseband.tumblr.com. T-U-M-B-L-R.com. Probably the internet for Tony Nil. This isn't quite right, and there's something after it that makes a bit more sense. I think I'm fair. Am I fair in saying that?
Probably.
Hold bondage up yours.
Sandwich.
No peace for me. Lord, don't want to let them children sleep.
You're listening to Guanabats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's it. Okay.
That was a band called Rebel Flesh that we played last year once, and then I managed to forget to play anything else off the album. How remiss of me. I do apologise, Rebel Flesh. And again, it's kind of crossover stuff because it's kind of punk, but it's kind of rock. It's kind of... I don't know what's going on this week's show with the music, quite frankly, Tony.
Right.
Anyway, what is Rebel Flesh's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Rebel Flesh.
No, Facebook.com/X Rebel Flesh. X. Poorly being the internet. 5, Tony. I told you I had no chance this week. 5-0. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Great. That means it must be time for Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
Yep. 12 Bar still there, still going strong. 203 Holloway Road now. The old Fibbers, apparently. Do check it out. They've apparently got a new kitchen and everything now. You can get a burger.
Wow.
Way. Do check it out. But the gigs this weekend, I'm going to do 3. Friday, Saturday, Monday.
Wow, okay.
This Friday, Friday the 13th.
Oh.
Bonnie and Clyde's Renegade Rendezvous night.
Fabulous. It's back. It's up there. It's loving it.
Black Buttercups, Downtown Roots, Top Buzzer, Electrics, and a DJ. Friday night. How much do you know this?
Well, do you know what? Am I going back to the old days, Tony, and saying £6?
Yeah, are you?
Yes.
£6 it is.
Nice.
Saturday night, 14th, Valentine's Day and all that. The Fallen Leaves, Off Arrow Hill, The Coffin Dodgers, and DJ again. It's London Calling Night.
Excellent. They call it approval.
They call it the Minimum R&B Night.
Cool.
Saturday night, how much do you think?
Minimum R&B is really good because there's all those Maximum Rock and Roll collections. Like what they've done there. I'm going £6.
It is.
Yes.
£6 on the door. They started advertising flyer caps, flyer cost now, which is £1 cheaper. So £5 on if you've got a flyer, but basically £6 on the door.
Right.
If not. Monday night, 16th of February, my birthday. Chasing
Happy birthday
Deer.
To you for
thank
then.
You, thank you very much. Chasing Deer and More. I think they're an unsigned band, judging by the website. How much do you think that Monday evening?
£3.
Free entry.
Oh, that's what I said, £3. No, all right. So, 660.
Yeah. Just
three doors down. 3 doors down from the Beast. We're back with the Beast. The Beast, are you listening?
Yeah. He must be busy, maybe this time of year.
Well, we haven't summoned him out, have we?
That's true.
We haven't summoned him, so. But we now summon you, the Beast, to get in touch.
But that's it for 12 Bar.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
I'm not doing a gig guide myself this week, but I have got news in the next couple of weeks about the Psychobilly meeting in Pineda de Mar in Spain, which I am going to again after a 2-year absence, and I'm very excited about it.
What dates are they? Is that July again?
It's the 30th of June to the 7th of July.
Okay.
So, I'm very excited. But you can see straight away how that slightly compounds my plans for July, Tony.
Yes, yeah. And that's why I asked you to have a previous conversation.
Absolutely, yeah, which no one else needs to know about right now.
No.
No. Right then, Tony. So, the thing is that Fat Boy said, please let there be some goth.
He was looking forward to it, yeah.
Now, this isn't exactly goth. This is a band called Progress, right? It's all Progress, but it's Progress. It's a play on the word Progress, but it's Progress or Progress. And this is a band from Switzerland, Tony, who specialise in goth industrial experimental rock.
Blimey.
That's what we've been missing. Swift goth industrial experimental rock, my friend. So that's exactly what's about to happen right now. But what is Progress's website?
Progress.com.
See, I thought you might have gone with progress.ch.
Yeah.
But you've been wrong anyway. It's progress.net. 20 minutes at 6, Tony Neil. This is, prepare yourself, this is The Edge. You're listening to the Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bench this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Progress. I don't know what to make of that. There were two tracks. That again came through via Music Submit. They had two tracks on it. The other one wasn't suitable for this show, but that one was just about. But if you'd like them, do find out more about them via progress.net. And thanks to them for suggesting themselves to us. Are you doing anything this week?
Well, it's my birthday coming up on the 16th, so that's Monday, so I'll be working around it, but I'm having my birthday off, and I think we might be going away for the day, but that's about it. So I don't know what's happening, but I will be doing something. It's a surprise for me.
Right, and is this, this isn't a significant birthday for you, is it?
38,
is it?
No.
38, so no.
Nah. Just no, one of those nothingness.
It's just one of those 38, isn't it?
Yeah.
All that 38 does is get you a little bit fidgety about it being 39 next year.
Yeah.
That's all it does, really. Well, I haven't got a lot planned either, to be honest.
Okay.
The only thing I'm doing Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is also my mum's birthday, which means that down the years I've tended to see my mother on Valentine's Day rather than whoever else I've been with at the time. And this year she is rewarding me by letting me go with her early evening to Chiquito's in Stevenage with my dad, my brother and my brother's kids. So no doubt we'll all end up wearing sombreros and eating Mexican food while people throw things at each other and shout.
Nice.
Can't wait. Anyway, rather than talk any more about that, I want to talk about the next song straight away, because this next song, this is one of the oldest songs we'll have ever played on the show, Tony.
Okay.
Yeah, and it comes from either the very late 70s or the very early 80s, and it's a band called Smeggy and the Cheesy Bits. Now, the reason I bring this up is because I became a fan of a band called King Kurt in the early 80s when King Kurt were about, and King Kurt had some, shall we say, minor hits.
Yeah.
They were a psychobilly stroke big band, straight rockabilly band, kind of good fun rock and roll band, really, with quite tribal undertones. But their lead singer was called Smeggy, or the Smeg, and all that I knew about his background was that he'd been in a band called Smeggy and the Cheesy Bits, and I'd always wondered what Smeggy and the Cheesy Bits had sounded like, because I had no idea. I imagine they're probably a punk band, didn't know more than that. And then I remembered recently that the internet is a fabulous resource. So I typed in Smeggy and the Cheesy Bits, and there's a website for them. Like, it's fantastic. And I'll be brutally honest with you, mate, Smeggy and the Cheesy Bits were rubbish.
Right.
And they admit they were rubbish. The bloke who runs the website for them says we were rubbish. For those of you who are in the know on the Brighton scene, contained within the website is stuff about the Waltons. And I wondered why the Waltons had, or the Waltons, were mates with King Kurt. And it's because the Waltons are obviously from Brighton and or involved in this, in Smeggy and Cheesy Bits, going back to those days as well. So I did find out about them. They've only got two studio recorded songs, one of which is practically unlistenable, and the other one is the one we're about to play. And the one we're about to play does have a certain charm, but it's of its time. It's lyrically very much of its time. It also has just got that weird kind of post-punk, not sure what it is, genre to it. It's just, but it's still quite funny, and I do like the bit when he goes, duh, 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 who's that? Right, and so I'm going to play it anyway. Now, so you can't buy anything by Smeggy and Cheesy Bits. You can't find anything out beyond what's on the website about Smeggy and the Cheesy Bits, but the website itself is very entertaining. What is the website for Smeggy and the Cheesy Bits?
SmeggyandtheCheesyBits.com.
No, it's not. It's a bit weird because it's cheesybits.com, where there's other things on it, /Smeggy. And you will find it from there. So, and there's some very funny stuff on there. And you can see how King Kurt developed through a thing called Smeggy's Rat on there as well. So probably be an Internet 7, Tony Neil. And this is Stephen Was a Mob.
And he's like, "Pop me now," and he's out.
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Smeggin' and Cheesy Bits. Who's that? And don't worry, I doubt we'll be playing it again.
Right.
I wanted to play it. If you know anything about me and my life, you'll realise that is actually a part of my history without ever being a part of my history. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
That does make sense. Right. Do you have a twat?
I do. No. Good news for all. Yes, if you do have a twat to nominate, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they farm, and the reason. It's that simple. We all know twats. They're all appreciated. We don't get many, so do email me. Make yourself known. Join in. Join the gang and all of that.
Join the twat gang.
Join the twat gang.
Join the twat pack.
the bookend in the show this week, Fred's been in touch.
Oh, wonderful.
Of course. Hello, Tony. He's nothing if not polite.
He's very polite.
Yes. I have a nomination for you. Well, if I give it some thought, I come up with some more, but it depends on how this one goes. Fred, don't just email me twice. It's fine. I want to nominate Taylor Swift for Twatting of the Week. It's called It's a Twat. Well, I let that one off. Reason, she's trying to put copyright in the phrases "this sick beat," "nice to meet you," "where you been?"
I've seen this.
"And party like it's 1989.
I've seen this.
Yeah, and in general, just being an utter cunt, he says. How charming. Cool. It's rude. Thanks a bunch, Fred. This has been on the news. There's just no defending it, really.
No, there isn't.
It's just what you say. So. There's no arguing with that one. So Taylor Swift, for copyrighting mundane lyrics, that's so they can... If they want a T-shirt, you can get a few quid. Is a twat.
Absolutely. No. However, I can beat that.
Okay.
I went to well-known supermarket Morrison's yesterday in my hometown, and I bought a few items. And when I went up to the checkout 5... while I was there was some consternation around the checkout, and I looked around to see what was going on, because there were various women who worked there screaming, and please, like, I ain't touching it, good lord, I ain't touching that, that's disgusting, I ain't touching it. And someone's going, well, we've got to get a thing around it, we can't leave it like that. And someone's going, well, we haven't got a thing, all we've got is a danger wet floor sign, and that ain't wet floor, because someone had done a massive turd on the way out of the shop. Now, I don't know, it was human excrement, Tony. It wasn't like a dog, because I thought it might have been like a guide dog or something.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. It was quite clearly human, the way that they were all saying about it. They hadn't seen who'd done it, but anyway, all these women are going mental. I'm just standing at the checkout going, this is, I never go Morrison's. And now I remember why. I think I put the Facebook post, I said it smells of loneliness and disappointment, and it also just has, it just seems to have, I know it sounds a bit classist, but it just, Morrison's in my town just seems to have a, it seems to have, it's like they go straight from the Morrison's to the Wetherspoons. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, this is all really, really going off and nothing's happening. And then out of nowhere, this of African origin security guard, and the reason I say that is because his voice was fantastic, and I'm going to try and do an impression of his voice because I can't do this thing justice without doing his voice. But this African security guard showed up out of nowhere and just started shouting, "It is just poo. Do not worry about poo. We all do poos. You should not be afraid of poos. Quick, pour sand on the poo and then everything will be all right. You should not be afraid of poo." Right, and I was just laughing at this bloke because everyone was clearly terrified of poo. Now, I don't like it either. But anyway, he calms everything down. He goes and gets a bucket of sand and pours the sand all over this thing, and he does the job. Then the sand covers the poo, and I finished my transaction, walk out, avoiding the sand, and as I walked out, I just heard someone scream, "Oh my God, there's more over here!" You don't need that in a supermarket.
No.
So I'm going to do an additional twatting, all right? If that's all right.
That's fine, yeah.
Okay. So, for doing a poo in the Letchworth Garden City store of Morrison's on Monday afternoon, someone who shall remain nameless but has since been described as a turd terrorist is a twat. Right, that's enough of that. Last track this week, Tony. A band called The Satisfactors. Now, this is an interesting band. They've been described as New Jersey's first ever supergroup, and what a lineup they are. I'm going to let you visit the website yourself just to see the people that are in this band, but they've all got a hell of a rock and roll history.
Okay.
But what is their website?
TheSatisfactors.com.
It is!
Hey!
Tony One, Paulie B, Internet 7. This is a great big slice of rock and roll to finish. This is Johnny Commando.
Slam!
that's about it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed our... can we call this a crossover special? It has all been all
I'm
over.
I'm going to, yep.
You're going to call it the crossover special, of course you are. O Tony of limited lyrical imagination. Except when it comes to songwriting. And I do still maintain that Tony Towers has one of the finest lyrics. We should play that again, is that all right?
Yeah, let's play for my birthday.
Although you should do a radio edit of it and get rid of all those bongos. It doesn't need a 5-minute bongo solo in the middle. I was never happy about the bongos. Or the drumming, actually. Anyway, it's still great. So can we'll play that next week, shall we?
Yeah, sure.
See, next week is now your birthday special.
There you go.
Do you want to pick all the music next week?
I'm going to struggle.
All right, songs. Well, don't bother doing that. Then you can just have that one.
Okay, there you go.
All right. Or maybe you can have one other one. You pick...
Pick two.
All right. Thank you so much for listening this week. Do send us your jokes, your poems, your twats, your gig guides, anything else you want to either tony@punkyradio.com or paulieb@punkyradio.com. I hope you do, if you are that way inclined, have a fantastic Valentine's Day, and we'll talk to you next week. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.